It's that time of year again when New Year's resolutions are upon us. Research shows that 60% of people make a resolution each year, which is pretty awesome. Unfortunately, less than 8% manage to stay on track for more than just a few months, which, not as awesome. But then again, we do get it. We're human, and change is way harder than you think. But when it comes to resolutions, the overall difficulty of change isn't the only thing keeping us from actually accomplishing our resolutions. For example, we set goals that are way too vague, like get healthy or travel more. Instead, we need to be way more realistic and specific with our New Year's resolutions to see true success. We need an action plan. And guess what? That's where the fun part comes in. Introducing the Resolution Solution. Here at Team Johnson, we put together a 21-day action plan that will be the cure to the common New Year's resolutions. It's free. We're all doing it here in the office. All you need is an email and an Instagram account. We start on January 7th, and guess what? It's going to be a complete blast. All you have to do is go to 21dayplan.com, enter your email, and you're in. You'll receive an email with updates and details on which specific Instagram accounts to follow for 21 days of daily tips and actions from experts pertaining to each common New Year's resolution. We'll be covering fitness, health, finances, business, organization, and travel, just to name a few. So grab a friend, go to 21dayplan.com to sign up, and get ready to make 2019 the best year yet.
Hey there, welcome to Build Your Tribe. My name's Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
With more than 25 years of experience in a variety of businesses, I promise to share with you the ins, the outs, my failures, and successes.
And my goal is to share with you these social media money-making strategies to turn your idea into passive income.
Every week, my son, Brock, and I will share with you perspectives that will serve you regardless of the stage that you're at in your business. Whether you're a solo entrepreneur looking to grow your brand in social media, or you've got dreams for a global brand, Build Your Tribe is here to serve you. This one is totally my son's expertise. So Brock, take it away.
In this episode, I'm going to talk to you about how I stay organized on my iPhone. If you happen to be on Android or some other kind of smartphone, a lot of these principles will still apply to you. So stay tuned and listen up, because I'm about to save you a lot of time, which is going to save you a lot of money, and I'm going to make your life much more peaceful when you're using the most powerful tool of the 21st century. If you've ever watched the show Hoarders, you may look at it in disgust. How could those people live like that? Cramming every nook and cranny of their house with stuff that most of us view as junk, but to them, it's a prized possession. Well, guess what? Take a look at your phone. Your phone might look like that hoarder's house, crammed full of apps that to most people would be junk, but to you, it's a treasure, even though you haven't used it since 2012. Maybe you've never used it. There's plenty of apps that are probably on your phone right now that you've never even opened. So today, I'm going to help you clean up your iPhone, which will allow you to be much more productive when using it. So let's get into my 6 steps to organizing your phone. Step number 1 is to delete any unused apps. If you haven't used it ever, if you rarely use it, or, and this might be the most important one but the hardest one to do, if you use it all the time and it's not productive. Not productive as in Candy Crush, Angry Birds. I don't even know what phone games are anymore, because I haven't had any on my phone since I was in 8th grade. If you're past 8th grade, if you're older than 13 years old, delete the games off your phone. But I kill time with them. Stop killing time and start crushing it during that free time. If you really want to crush it with your business on social media, then you're not going to have time to just sit around and dilly-dally and play games on your phone. That quote-unquote free time when other people are being lazy and unproductive is when entrepreneurs like you and I take our brands to the next level. So yes, you need to delete all those silly games off your phone. Yes, every one of them, no matter how in love with them you are, or how addicted to them you are, the more addicted and the more in love with them you are, the more you probably need to delete it. Okay, we're not 13 anymore. Delete the games off your phone. In fact, when I was 13 years old, I decided to get rid of my PlayStation, get rid of all my video games, because I decided at that time football was what was most important to me, and video games were taking away from it. And now I can laugh with all my friends about how I'm the worst video game player you'll ever meet. If you want to be successful, you need to stop playing around like one of those kids. You got games on your phone? Delete the games off your phone. It'll save you time and it'll help you be so much more productive. Please, just do it for me. Just do it for me. Once you've deleted all those apps you never use and those ones that you're addicted to that you shouldn't ever use, let's move on to step two, which is putting all those apps that you rarely use or those apps that you don't use but you can't delete, because there are some apps that the iPhone comes installed with and you can't delete it even if you never use it. So we're going to take all those apps and the apps that you rarely use but you still need. Use them enough to keep them around, but not enough like on a daily basis. You might use them a couple times per month or once per week, but not on a daily basis. So we're going to take all those apps and we're going to move them into folders. You can, again, of course, all you have to do to move an app on the iPhone is hold down on it and it'll start shaking. You'll see the little X up in the top left corner. That's the button you can press to delete them, or you can drag them around and move them. If you hold one app on top of another, it'll create a folder with those two apps. So what I do on my phone is I have folders with about 9 apps in each folder, and then I name those folders because, yes, you can name folders by clicking on the name and then just typing in whatever name you want, and they're grouped into categories. So I have one for messaging, one for photo and video editing, and one with all of my necessary school applications. The reason I only keep it to groups of 9 is because that's all you'll be able to see without opening the folder. So I like to try and keep it to 9 because if you do more than 9, then you won't see them until you actually open up the folder and then swipe to the left. So it takes more time to get to the app. So I like to try and keep it to 9 apps per category. Also, I don't think you're gonna find very many categories with more than 9 apps. I do lots of photo and video editing right there on my phone, and I keep it to 9 apps. 9 apps for everything: text, filters, cropping, adjusting, adding sound, adding music, scheduling, all of that. I keep it to 9 apps. Step number 3 to getting organized on your iPhone is moving your 4 most frequently used iPhone apps to the bottom. So at the very bottom of the screen, there are 4 apps that are always present no matter what page you're looking at. No matter what homepage you're looking at, those 4 apps will always be there. I say iPhone apps because we're going to do something separate with your social media apps in just a second. So just to give you an example of what I have as my bottom 4 apps, I have Messages, I have Spotify, which I know that's not an iPhone app, but that is my music app. So I have that replacing iTunes. So I have Messages, Spotify, Safari, and Camera. So those are 4 iPhone created apps. You can't delete them even if you wanted to, and I use them all the time. I think everyone uses Music, Messages, Safari, and the Camera all the time, so I use those as my bottom 4. Now, let's not forget about our most important apps. So step 4, social media apps, you have to move all of those to page number 1. By page number 1, I mean the farthest to the left page. So move all of your social media apps to the farthest left page, move them there, and then step 5 is to move all the other apps, the ones that you don't use as frequently, and move all of those folders that we just created to page number 2. So on page number 1, there won't be that many apps. There will be a lot of free space. That's good. You want free space. You want your eyes to easily and directly go to those social media apps where you're going to be spending most of your time. So on my page number 1, all I have is Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. That's it for my page number 1. Page 2 is completely full with categories and apps that I use. Some more than others, some categories, but all of those are on page number 2. I can go and find them easily if I want to, but since I'm not using them on a daily basis, I keep all of my most important apps either at the bottom or the social media apps, which are the number 1 most important apps, on page number 1. Step number 6, and this is kind of a bonus for cleaning up your iPhone, is to not have a messy screensaver. So try and think like a minimalist when it comes to your screensaver. I know that picture of your kids is very important to you, but, you know, print that out and put it next to your bed or something. The less colors, the better. The less going on and the less action in your screensaver, the better. If you really need that to be your screensaver, go ahead and make it your lock screen photo, and then make something much simpler your home screen photo. Try to avoid text or just generally too much going on for your home screen photo. I like to do just a pretty landscape picture that I've taken. You know, I love sunsets, hashtag sunset Brock, And then my home screen will be a sunset because it's less distracting so I can visually focus more on what's important, aka the social media apps. Personally, I know I can't get any work done if my bed isn't made, if my room isn't clean, and if the dishes aren't done. For the same reason, I can't do anything on my phone. If there's too many notifications, if there's too many apps all in one place, or if there's too many distracting colors and words and apps just skewing all over the place. So, I highly suggest you clean up your digital space just like you would your physical space, your home, your workspace, whatever it is. A messy desk is a messy mind. And I say a messy phone is a messy mind. Oh, and maybe you also want to consider keeping the podcast app with all those other social media apps and also consider subscribing. Happy networking. Hey, one last thing before you go. I just wanted to quickly tell you about my Instagram training called Help with Hashtags. Help with Hashtags, which is available for just $37, will teach you everything you need to know about Instagram hashtags and, more importantly, how to use them to effectively grow your account. It's a unique strategy that I developed to grow my own account from 2,000 followers to now close to 20,000 followers in just under a year. Whether you have a huge Instagram account with hundreds of thousands of followers or you're just starting out, Help with Hashtags will allow you to attract your ideal follower. Rather than just robot followers and spam likes, Help with Hashtags will allow you to attract the actual ideal customer and start getting more engagement on your posts. Help with Hashtags is available at helpwithhashtags.com for just $37.